everyone. Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And I tell you what, you are definitely in a good place because you get an opportunity to hear from somebody who I have admired for years and years and years. You know, Elmira, I got to ask you again. You told me this years ago. I got to be honest. I forgot. Is your last name pronounced Chivers or Shivers?
Shivers.
Shivers. I was close. So it's like a S-H and not C-H sound.
Not C-H.
And short you. So Shivers, 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 like I'm shivering from the cold.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. So Elmira Shivers, who I've known for some time, and ladies and gentlemen, those of you who know her personally, you can attest to this. The lady is just as beautiful today as she was 30 years ago. It's amazing. Some people just don't age.
Thank you, Carl. You're really making me blush.
It's true, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you. You ask anybody who knows her. You look at a picture from 1978. I guarantee you. You think you're looking at twins.
Oh, wow. That is a great lead-in.
So we're finally back together again after
Absolutely.
All these years.
Yes.
And one of the things that amazes me about Elmira is that you're passionate about what you get yourself involved in. And one of the things that, in fact, it was the first thing that I knew about you when I met you, was that you are a real estate professional.
Absolutely. I have been in real estate for some 28 plus years. And I got in it, Carl, because it was just something that it just clicked. You know when it feels right. And I was told that if you do something you love, you'll be great at it. Yeah. So I found that there was a need for people or such as myself to provide real estate to families here in the community. And I remember my first experience, and I wanted to make sure that I provided a great experience for families that are moving into the areas, first-time home buyers, you know, explain the process to them. It's just so important that they understand what they're getting into, because home buying is the biggest, largest investment a person will make, and you just really want to prepare them for that.
Yeah. What do you see as being some of the biggest differences between renting, whether it's an apartment or a house, and buying?
You know, I tell a lot of people, you know, when they tell me, oh, I don't want a mortgage, I says, but you have a mortgage. It's just not yours.
Yes.
So if you own the home, you can take the tax write-off on it. And then it's yours after 30 years or 15 years. You own that home. But if you're renting, you never own it. You always paying someone else's mortgage. And believe me, you can pay that mortgage out. And at the end of the day, that person that owned that home, that landlord, you know, they may thank you, but it's to their benefit and not yours. And I find that the earlier you do it, the more quickly you will become a permanent homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
And your payments stays the same, and you've got the house, and you know, you just feel good about yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And something that I really was captivated by, I know that a lot of people are in certain jobs, even if it's a general profession, because they like the money, the financial aspect of it, which isn't a bad thing.
Right.
You know, they're doing something that's decent, it's honest. I can't blame them for that. But I noticed that you said, for you, it was about helping the families have a positive experience.
Absolutely. Because real estate is something that a lot of people are not aware of. They don't understand about the credit, you know, making sure that they have good credit. They pay their bills on time. They don't understand that, you know, when you buy a home, you know, to go in and go have it inspected once you select a house, because you've never lived at that home. So you don't know what may crop up. You know, it's just like buying a car, you know, a secondhand car. It may run perfectly fine for the owner. As soon as you buy it, boom, all kinds of things happen.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I talk to my buyers. I says, let's just make sure that, you know, the home does not have any hidden defects that will surprise you later on. So I encourage them to do the home inspection. I encourage them to make sure that they're saving monies so they can have monies for a down payment if it's something that they must have. So definitely, I work with them, you know, and it's not about, you know, I do get paid, but at the end of the day, it's about educating that home buyer on money, credit, and then doing your home inspections and definitely, you know, maintaining the home, you know.
What is the cost of a typical home inspection nowadays?
It runs anywhere from $300 to $400, but that's a great investment, and it gives you peace of mind.
And that's going to be, it's going to be up to the person who's requesting the inspection to pay that. If I'm buying a home and I'm the one who wants the inspection, I need to pay it.
Absolutely. Okay. If you're the buyer, you need to pay it. And that way, that person works for you and is looking out for your benefit.
Okay.
That's right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been doing that, you said, for 28 years now.
I have.
Serving as vice president.
I am a vice president for Maybaum Realtors. Well, now it's Maybaum Real Estate. So I've been a vice president since 2006. Last year, I was the top sales agent for my office in South Richmond County. Thank you. It's just been a rewarding experience. I have to thank the people of Augusta because they have entrusted, you know, their home buying process with me. And I don't take that for granted. Yeah. That's why each and every day, you know, I just ensure that I'm doing my best and providing them the most professional experience possible.
I tell you what, that's so encouraging, I believe, for to a lot of people, because we realize that we can be doing something for the purpose of being well paid, but also with a positive mission at the same time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so when we come back, I would like for you to share another passion of yours with us. We're just learning so much about Elmira's passions today. But I want you to talk with us about an organization that you're a part of that is helping our teens.
Absolutely. Would love to.
Great. Our guest, yours and mine, Miss Elmira Shivers. She's going to be back, and she's talking with us about dreaming. She's talking with us about mission. She's talking with us about purpose. She's going to be talking with us about something that matters to a whole lot of us. We'll be right back to have that with you in just a few.